Hello, Corinne.
Hello, Cassidy.
Here we are.
Here we are.
Come along. You gonna
pour for me or?
No, yes.
Oh, okay, cool.
We've pour me some champagne. Quite a long way here.
We have. It's been a long 4 years.
It's been a long. That's how long it's been.
May will be four years.
No. What about me and you? How long?
So like 3 years, 3.5 years.
So
no, you came 4 months after we started, after we opened iRoomie.
Well, cheers to that.
Cheers, sister.
I'm Cassidy.
I'm Corinne.
And we are your curvy godmothers. Yeah. And we are so excited to be doing this podcast.
I'm excited.
I mean, we wanted to start this because we felt like we wanted to, like, really get more connected with our viewers and our customers and our potential brides that are coming to the store. Also because we're obsessed with ourselves.
Totally. We're completely narcissistic.
And I've always wanted to. I wanted to have my own podcast. And then Corinne's like, well, let's do it. I'm like, oh, well, shit, I guess so. Because I would be here talking to myself.
Any excuse to drink and talk about ourselves sounds good to me.
So here we are.
Here we are.
That's how the podcast
is. Here we are.
So bubbly.
Fabulous. Cheers to us.
Cheers to us.
So what should we talk about first?
So I remember getting engaged in 2017, right? And I posted on Instagram and Facebook and got like 900,000 likes and told all my entire family and all my friends and all of Long Island knew. I remember being in bed and like the high started coming down. And this is a true fucking story. Did I tell you this story?
No, yes. I know pieces of this.
Like saying to myself, oh my God. Nat, like, I have to get a dress, and I'm plus size, and where am I going? Because you know damn well if I walk into, like, a David's Bridal, they're going to have sample gowns starting in a size 18, and the last time I was a size 18 was, like, fifth grade.
Right.
Right? So I remember scrolling through Facebook and seeing you on
my
News
face.
12, and it's like, Long Island woman opens up first curvy bride. I'm telling you.
Oh, the Newsday article.
The Newsday article. It was literally like the universe.
Yeah. And then you called me on the phone.
And then I called. I remember I called.
And we were on the phone for like a half hour.
Like, hold on. Someone will be right with you. Press one. I'm like, hi, can I speak to Corinne? Because I didn't know your name was Corinne. It's felt weird.
It's not.
I was like, oh my God, hi. I just saw like on something online. I just got engaged. I'm so excited. I really want to come in. And I'm like, is this Corinne?
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah. Like, and then that's, and then we just like immediately connected.
Immediately. We were on the phone for so long.
For so long.
For so long.
Laughing,
yeah, we were hysterical. And I was like, I love her.
Yeah,
I love her.
I remember telling my mom, I think I'm in love. And my mom's like, you're engaged to a man. I'm like, you're right. Shit. And then
I just met my soulmate.
Yes. And then so I came in, had the best experience ever in my life. The first dress I tried, you're like, oh yeah, that's the dress. And I'm like, no. Like, I was one of those. Don't be like one of those. Get the damn dress. And
true story.
Long story short, I ended up buying it. And I remember months went by and I'm a wedding coordinator. That's what I do. I love weddings. That's what I do. I love it. And I remember sliding into your DM saying,
yes,
you need someone to work for
you.
Yep,
I totally remember.
Yeah.
But we were already kind of like going back and forth a little bit anyway.
Yeah.
But then she was like, you were like, oh, I stalked your page and I need to.
And I knew I would thrive.
Yeah. Do you need an employee? And I was like, of course I do.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that was it. And then you started working weekends, but like when you didn't have your events.
Right.
And then you came on, you were there all the time then. Because then it was before the pandemic.
I was there all the time,
yeah.
3 hours early every day because
yes.
I love that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So much fun.
It was awesome.
So you kind of like kicked off my wedding experience
to be
the most amazing experience ever. I remember walking in. I remember every dress that I tried on, not only did it fit me, it was bigger on me.
Yeah.
And like I literally, like once I tried the first dress on, I was like, and like my mom was like loved it. My mom's like,
you like breathe like a sigh of relief, like to be like, oh my God, because you have such anxiety.
You are nervous because you're like, oh my God, I gotta get a wedding dress. How am I gonna fit my fat ass in a wedding dress?
Mm-hmm.
Embarrassing, like you're gonna go into a bridal salon and you're gonna like, you know, not be able to fit into a damn dress and they're not gonna be able to zipper it and you're gonna walk
or you're gonna get stuck in it
or you're gonna get stuck in it or you're gonna rip it.
That's so like humiliating,
right.
Like it's not even like the whole thing is not even like where it's like for yourself, it's like I don't, for you know, to have other people witness that, it's like I don't want to go through that.
No, exactly.
Yeah. So now you had that experience, but I never even went to a shop.
No,
never.
What was your experience?
I didn't have
one.
Yeah. So when I was starting, when I was engaged, I just kept putting it off because I was like, I don't want to try on dresses. I know nothing's going to fit me. I don't want to try on dresses. So what do I do? I just keep putting off my wedding because that was the easiest, like, answer. And then I found, I was like, you know what? Let me go online, look for a plus size shop. Maybe that's a thing. I figured, okay, there's plus size clothes. There must be a plus size bridal shop. I go online. The closest one I find is Maryland, but I'm like, I don't want to travel.
Like, what?
Yeah, and then it kind of just snowballed from there. I was like, I should open up a plus size bridal shop because I was like, I just can't. Like, I don't understand, how is there not one in New York?
But you want to, and the thing. So plus size bridal shop, but here's the thing, and I've noticed this more. And this is like totally going off topic. Plus size and bridal is like 12 and up, which is like the average.
So like 67% of women are plus size.
Yes.
So right off the bat, like, you're, it's more than half the women. Right. So it's like, it's crazy that it isn't a thing, or that more stores don't cater or cater a larger selection to the plus size bride. Right. And they don't. And that's really just.
And the thing that I also love the most about coming in and Ivory Maine and the whole experience, not because of just you.
Well, thanks.
It's like, it wasn't like your typical, like, I'm plus size, I need a dress. Like,
yeah.
Typical, like, fact, like. Here's your sleeve, like right. No, like, yes. You have the dresses that you see in every
in the magazines.
Shop, and in the magazines.
That was super important to me.
You just have a bigger size, that's it.
That was super important to me. I wanted to make sure that you go online, you go on Pinterest, you go on the magazines, you're standing at CVS, you're looking through and thumbing through, trying to find a dress, and you're going to see all these pictures of, like, these thinner girls and this beautiful dress, and I didn't want people to just come in and be like, I didn't want people.
I just almost choked on my champagne because I...
Well, that's why I was laughing.
Yeah. And so if you want, we're on YouTube. So if you want to watch us have this wonderful conversation underneath the neon titty sign, just jump on our YouTube.
Do not make fun of the boobie bar.
No, I love it. I want it.
Do you want to hang it in Scarlett's room, the boobie bar?
I do. I want to hang it in my little daughter's room. What one-year-old does not want a neon sign? This is.
Listen, we're just starting her early. She needs to learn about bra tape.
She does.
As does the rest of the world.
The bitch needs to start bustling.
Yes.
And she needs to start clipping bras. That's what she needs to do.
We need to teach her early.
Anyway. So you're like literally the godmother, the curvy godmother of
Yeah.
Girl. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I kind of like just forced myself into this.
Yeah, but it was like in the best way possible. Yeah. Like, let's be honest. Yes. Like, it was the best way possible.
Me and Corinne call each other Lucy and Ethel. And I went on a break for a little bit. I did.
Yeah, but you had a baby.
Yeah.
So it's like, daughter. That's like warranted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I, you know.
And she's now, adorable.
So freaking cute.
Yeah, so cute.
So now I'm back in action and we're gonna take over the damn world, everyone.
We
so.
Have to. Because you know what it is? It needs, this experience shouldn't be a terrible one. Right. It shouldn't be like riddled
and
with
it's
anxiety.
Not just like, you know, like the assholes have walked past this shop and they're like, oh, please. Chubby girl shop. Like, oh, I'll show you chubby girl. Like, come on inside, homie. Like,
yeah.
Take a look at, you
like
know.
The lady that passed the original shop and was like, there was this beautiful, beautiful Maggie Sotero gown in the window. And she passed the shop, the door was a little bit open, and she's like, what plus size girl is going to wear this? Her arms are hanging out. Like, it was a fitted, beautiful mermaid dress, and she just had so much to say until she found out that, noticed that we were looking at her.
Yeah, that's cool.
I was like, the door's open.
Like, I will come outside and smack your, like.
Yeah, it's always the older generation, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, sorry.
Sorry, older generation. Sorry, baby boomers. Is that what they're called? Boomers?
I don't know.
Boomers?
Yeah, right?
I'm not a boomer.
No, you're not.
I'm too young to be a boomer.
No, yeah. Why? You thought you...
No, I'm not. No, I didn't think I was.
Oh, okay.
I'm just reiterating to the world that I am not a boomer.
But the thing that's so, it's like anyone can come into the shop. We've sold dresses to size zeros before.
Yeah.
We've sold dresses to twos. Size six, to size eights, to size twos, to size tens.
Yeah.
Like, keep in mind, remember that one time that one beautiful girl, blonde hair, she came in.
Yes. She bought the Sotero Midgley gown.
You were the only one that
had that dress.
Sotero Midgley, yep. That vintage one. Mm-hmm. We were the only shop on the island that had the actual dress in the store.
Yep.
So she
and we
in.
Clipped her. She was a two.
Her and she was a size two. And
she was a two. She was dress. She was so I was like, oh, I'm a little nervous. She was so tiny.
Right.
And it worked out amazingly. And you know what? A lot of the girls will be like, well, I saw your reviews or I saw you online. Yeah. I just want to come for your reputation because they really think that's
like,
a great thing.
Know, like just girls with like normal curves or just girls that like can't quite fit into the size 10 bridal or size 8
mid-size brides.
Like, mid-size brides. Like average, like females.
Right. Because if you're 12, yes, you're already a 16 in bridal. Right.
People don't know that.
So if you're 10, you're a 14. So right off the bat, if it's a sample size 12, if you're not an 8, you're not fitting into it.
Right. Like, people don't know that bridal runs small.
Lots of people don't know. Yeah. And the sticker shock right there. I call it, well, it's size shock.
Right.
Because it's like, people like, wait a minute, I'm an 18. Why are you ordering me a 22?
Right.
And that's just
22
in bridal, you're 22. But the thing is, it doesn't even matter because it goes by the inches.
Exactly.
So the number literally means nothing. They could have lettered it A to Z. It doesn't make a difference.
Right.
The inches is what we look at. And it all gets taken in anyway. Like, you want it altered to your body shape. So that literally the size means nothing. It's just the shell.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I want to, like,
yeah,
how
tell me.
The God, like, how was this born?
Oh, do you remember how we started the Kirby Godmothers?
I'm
so sorry. My pants are literally rotting.
Like,
okay.
Oh.
Yeah, go ahead. So I remember, this is so funny. So I remember we were in the store and I was always on TikTok. Like, what, you know, like, just like, that was like when it first started.
This is when you were just starting out on TikTok.
Yes. We were just doing like walkthroughs of the store and stuff like that. And I said we should do tips because a lot of people were doing like tips and shit like that on TikTok.
Right.
And I was like, we should do like a bridal tips thing.
Right.
And then we were going back and forth and then we were like, I just remember being like, we were like, oh, we're like they're godmothers. And then I was like, curvy godmothers.
Godmothers.
And then that was it.
And then
we made the first one and it blew up.
Yeah. And I brought the comedical genius into it. And we just took it from there.
Whatevs.
But wait, what was our first
She is
one?
Comic gold.
You guys need to look, because I...
The first one is so...
Look at all the old Kirby Godmothers. First of all, like, we're killing it. We're going to come back and, like, it's just...
Yeah.
Because we just...
The pandemic hit,
The pandemic hit, like, you know, obviously the life was...
Wait, did Kirby Godmothers start after the pandemic?
No, I'm pretty sure Cobb...
It was after.
I'm pretty sure Cobb and Godmothers...
Cobb.
Sure
Your Kirby Godmothers started after.
I'm pretty sure the Kirby got my drunk.
Are you drunk?
Am I lightweight? No.
You didn't even finish a cup yet.
I'm gonna have like two. I'm done. I have to drive home.
Right? Yeah, I know. I have to drive home too.
Right. Yeah, but you live like right here. I live.
Doesn't
like
matter.
Minutes away, bitch. Okay. Anyway, wait.
We're not drinking the bottle.
Kirby Godmothers happened pre-pandemic.
I don't know.
We both got COVID. Yes, it did. It happened before the panty. It happened.
Yeah, maybe she's right.
Do we wait? So the pandemic hits,
and we're like in our houses.
We talk. Pandemic hit, and then I think that's when, like, me and Corinne would talk every day.
Oh my god.
Throwing ideas at each other. Wait, Corinne called me one day. This is, we can laugh about it now. It wasn't funny back then. Corinne's like, Cassidy, there's a squirrel. I'm like, she's like, there is a squirrel in the shop, and it did thousands and thousands of
Well, at first, we didn't know. We were like, there's a squirrel in the shop, Cass. It literally fell out of the ceiling. A man called and was like, oh, there's a squirrel.
A man calls Corinne in the panty. Corinne's home. They're like, excuse me, there's a squirrel. You need to go to your bridesmaid's dress.
In the window.
It's like, what? And we have security cameras, but the squirrel is so goddamn thin. Of course, it's a squirrel.
Yeah, we never, it didn't pick up any of the squirrel.
What?
Until we started going on the camera and looking for the squirrel. Then I would see him, like, sitting in the middle of the store, and then he would, like, he would like climb up dresses and then he would like try to jump. Remember we had that painting of the chandelier?
Yeah.
And he would jump from like the desk to the wall.
So I remember us meeting in the shop. I remember I got to the shop early because I always got to the shop early.
Always.
I remember I walked in and I saw peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Oh, that's right.
So I call Corinne. I'm like, Corinne. I'm like,
I totally remember that.
Squirrel friends because there are sandwiches on
She's like, why are there crumbs and
I'm
sandwiches
like,
everywhere?
The macaroni salad. Wait.
I like a good cutout. Yeah. A strategically placed cutout.
Honestly, Corinne, there's no such thing as strategically placed cutout.
Girl. Why? They're real. I had the one I just wore the dress before and it had the cute little cutout right here.
Like a little
tasteful.
An illusion thing right here. Yeah, that's fine. But if you're going to walk down with your freaking areolas hanging out about to like make this like a sacrament to God, stay home. Stay home. Go over it. I don't know. That's just like the deacon's daughter.
Nobody wants to see her.
Like, no one wants to see your titties. And like your husband wants to see your titties. And he will. He'll see those titties all day. All night. For the rest of your life.
Maybe she just wanted to see like what lipstick color matched her.
That's. No. It's so. I was on Instagram. And I have to show you the picture. There was like this bridal guide or whatever. Posted a photo. And this woman had like. Literally wearing her lingerie on her wedding day. And it's just like, no one wants to see that shit.
Yeah, I don't.
No, we don't have that any of that in the shop. I mean, like, yeah, we'll have, like...
We have dresses that are, like, have deep, like, plunges and things like that.
Yeah, but we don't have, like... Like, no, I can't. Like...
Nothing
like
that...
Like, when you can see the corset on the stomach, like, I don't need to see that. Like, we're not...
You don't like that?
No.
Why?
No, but, like, and then you see the stomach as well. No, I don't. Like, I think you look like you're an extra.
Oh, like, completely see-through.
Yeah, like, completely
see-through. Like, completely see-through.
Yeah, like, you look like you're going to the club. You look like you're going to GLOW. The club.
Like 2005. What? Yeah, I like it.
So don't look like a hooker. And if you're a hooker, don't talk to me. Don't be my friend. Anyway. I'm mad about it.
We're so sorry if we offended anyone. Well, not me. I didn't say shit about the hooker. She did. I'm not sorry.
Don't look like a hoe. Don't look like a hoe on your wedding day. Don't look like a hoe on your wedding day. Look like a hoe on your wedding night.
Yes. You got to hoe it up on the wedding night. That's why we have lingerie.
Although my wedding night. Fuck.
Did you go to... Okay. So you want to hear what happened on my wedding night? Okay. So I went to go take my bra tape off.
Oh, yes, yes.
And I was like...
You ripped your titties off.
I'm totally fine. And I was, you know, like, I had a couple of drinks at the aftermath. And I took my bra tape off, didn't hold my skin, and just pulled. And I literally, like, took the skin. Yeah, it was awesome. I slept in my bra. But my husband was piss-ass drunk, so it didn't make a difference.
I remember Rob.
Me and my niece slept in the bed together. Really? Yeah, she fell asleep in the bed, Sam.
I remember Rob. I remember, like, crying to Rob saying, please take my extensions out. They're hurting my hair. Like, I woke up. First of all, I woke up and we just had, like, cake for breakfast because I'm like, fuck it, we're having cake for breakfast.
Where were you? Did you stay at a hotel?
I went home.
Oh, we were at a hotel. Oh, that's right. Yeah, because you got married at the Piermont. We were away. Like, we were in, where is that? Sands Point. So, like, everyone was at the hotel. Yeah, you were, like, next day, I have to say, though, the next day we had that brunch thing, and I was like, fuck, why did I do this?
I know, brunches are so, I wouldn't, like, I don't, every time my bride's
well, we had so many.
I do a welcome, like, a morning after brunch. I'm like, no, bitch, you should, no, don't.
It was, we did it for, like, the people, because there were so many out-of-towners, and it was awesome, but honestly, I probably didn't have to go to it, because I was exhausted.
Yeah, I know, it's exhausting. Your wedding is exhausting, it goes by so fast.
Yeah, it was too bright in there. I was like, oh my God, I hate everybody. Go home.
Yeah, no, I'm done. I just think they're just like a waste of money, the brunches. I don't know, that's just me. Anyway.
And it was expensive.
Yeah. Oh, they're so expensive.
Yeah.
No, rip off.
The mimosa was good.
Rip you off. Okay.
The mimosa was good.
What is that Long Island Strong? Strong Island shop still here on this block?
Yes, it is.
With those boys working there? But what's it called? Is it called Strong Island? Or
so, yeah, else? It's on that. But on this side, it's on Main Street. They have South Quarter.
Yeah, that's what it's. That's what it is,
that's
right?
The t-shirt. Yeah, this is a shirt store, clothes, whatever it is.
I'm not picking my nose. I have, a white head on the side. I didn't. Do you get the white heads on the sides of your nostrils?
I don't really get that.
I guess it's just me.
No, actually, I get them, down here.
Oh, yeah. I used to get that, too.
It's so annoying.
My pimple beard when I get my period. I get a pimple beard.
Yeah, that's what but I'm not, it's I'll get one here and one here. And
I used to get that, but then I started shaving my face.
You'd think once you hit 45 that would stop happening, but apparently it doesn't.
Yeah.
I feel like a fucking 17-year-old.
It's not a bad thing.
Yeah, but.
I
I don't want a pimply face.
You should shave your face.
What? I shave my face every month.
Or before.
Do you know who else does that? Caroline Manzo.
That's where I got it from.
I knew it.
And then I said to myself,
she's fucking awesome, by the way. Can they bring her back?
Yeah, I started shaving my face back in high school. And now I do it special occasions. Like the day before Scarlett's first birthday party, I shaved my face.
Really?
And I remember the first time Rob walked in, I had Gillette on my face and I had his razor and the sink was filled with hot water and I was prepping my face and Rob walked in and he's and walked out. And I was like, I'm not asking.
Give me my ring back.
I'm get out, shave my face. I can't. It's just ridiculous. Whatever. But you know what? Dermaplaning, it's the same shit. It's cheaper. And it's amazing. You have to be careful, of course.
Wait, are you using a full-on, Gillette razor?
Yes! I'm putting a full face. I'm putting full gel shaving cream on my face. I'm looking in the mirror, and I'm shaving my face with Rob's razor.
Just stop.
With Rob's razor. I am. I don't give a shit. And you know what? My face looks beautiful. Oh, well, Cass, what did you do? You're just going to shave my face. Thank you so much. Shave your faces, bitches. and then message me. Drop a comment below when you're done shaving your face. DM us your facial shaving photos, please.
I will take that DM to see what the before... I want to see, but wait, so does it, do you get it come, like, do you feel it? Like, come back in?
No, I don't feel it come back.
You're not getting, like, a five, what no, is it I'm called? Not, 5 o'clock shadow?
No, I'm not looking like, you know, it's not like stubble, like, it's beautiful. Like, every day, whenever I shave
it's just face, like peach fuzz.
Yeah, it's just peach fuzz.
Yeah, like, but on like, your face.
I just shave my mustache.
Okay.
Do you have a mustache?
Not really. Because I, everybody first of all, look at my arm hair. No, I get like a little, but it's so light. You can't, look at my arm hair. It's so light. Okay. Like you're not, I have like light, I'm all light. My light eyes, light skin, light hair. Like you're not going to, what do you think? I'm like a right gorilla? Here. What's okay. happening? What's going on? I was like a little.
Daddy Fallon. I get one little hair right here.
Yes.
And I always like.
I feel like I was doing it. Yeah. That's what I get. I'll get, like, one, and then I'll get, like, something. But no, I'm not like, a super hairy.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, just let me know. Like, if you want to just try it, just Paul has a good razor, like, the Gillette.
I mean, what? No, I don't know what Paul uses. I shave my face with that. No, you know what? Paul doesn't use a razor. He looks like a freaking lumberjack. Right. All the time. You've seen him. He comes out and I'm like, are you need to be Rob, in like a log cabin.
Rob tries to like grow a beard. He just looks like an asshole and I make fun of him. I'm like, he looks like little, it's just like little, I'm like, stop it. I'm like, you look like you're a little boy going through puberty who's trying so hard, just shave your damn face. And he does.
What's that? There is something where like the guy just has like the teeniest little mustache. Like he just looks like a creeper.
What?
I hate my mother,
so we want like
here we go, mother.
We're really like trying to what?
You know what? Oh my god, I just had a piece in my eye.
You guys should like really
ow.
Tell us what you wanted us to do some Kirby Godmothers on, and we can like do them. Like we'll take requests.
Yeah, like you, so you can DM what they can put. What do we say? They can. DM us. Oh, DM us your questions, and then we can talk about it on podcasts.
And it doesn't necessarily have to be about like bridal guys. Like you know, like I feel like.
No, we can talk about anything.
Anything.
The whole thing is that the podcast. I feel like this should be like a safe space for us to talk about whatever.
Our Instagram is what is it, Corinne?
Ivory_and_main.
Yes.
Yes. And our TikTok is Ivory Main. That's really all that matters. Oh my god, another shameless plug.
Oh boy, you're right.
Yes. Shameless plugs, we love it.
We filmed two Kirby Godmothers tonight.
They're funny.
They're funny. Like Corinne will say, I'll be like, all right, Corinne, what are we doing? Because we do our Kirby Godmothers like twice, like once a week, right? Mm-hmm. Now that I'm back at it. And I'll be like, send me the script. And then once she sends me the script, that's when we like.
It's like just like idea, like bullet points of like what we're going to do. And then we kind of run with it.
Make it like funny. Like,
put yeah. And Cassidy yells at me. It's all good.
Yeah. Well, sometimes Corinne takes a couple of takes, you know?
Oh my god.
Sometimes the creative juices aren't flowing as well as we like them to.
You know what? That's true. I'll give you that.
Corinne's like, you know what? You're right.
I work all day. I'm tired.
Yeah.
No. 7 days a week sometimes. You gotta get into like the groove of it. Like it's not that easy to just be like go on and be like on.
I like improvising better. Like what's it called? Ad-libbing? What's that called?
It's ad-libbing,
right?
Yeah.
Right? What does that mean?
No, it's like improvising.
Improv.
Improv.
I'm better at that.
You can call it.
No, I'm better, like, personally. No, yes. I'm better than script. I'm, like, better.
Yes. Well, that's why we just do the bullet points, and then we kind of, like, run with it, like, when we're doing it. Like, we'll be like, oh, we should do it like this. And then, you know, there's some days where it's, like, really on. And there's some days. It's.
We used to, like, go at it, though, back in the day with Kirby Godmothers, because I have no patience, everyone.
No, she has no. So, she has, like, a 10-second rebound rate. Yeah. So, like, right after she's, like, up on a high for, like, the Kirby Godmothers, if something goes to the shitter.
And then, like, you know
what. She's like, yeah. When she's done, she's done. Yeah, like, her energy level goes down.
I'm like that with life, though.
Right, but yeah, but I already knew this. Like, yeah. I always say we have a small window, and then after that window.
The small cast window.
It's a cast
window. I mean, the window, it's a great window.
It's a good window. Yeah. But once you're out of that window, it's not a happy place to be. Quite scary.
See, this is why Corinne loves me, because she knows that. She still accepts that about me.
Yes.
I'm like that with everything, though.
Well, that's why, that's like, just who you are.
Like, when me and my friends in high school used to go out to dinner, and, like, we'd sit there and, like, talk and have fun and everything, we would, like, I'd be like, all right, let's get the bill. Let's get the fuck out of here. Like, what am I? So I don't want to sit here for
another. Yeah, you're like, I don't want to sit here and bullshit.
No, I can't. Like, sometimes I do.
A little bit.
It has to be within the window.
In the window, yeah. And then once that window closes, you know what? It's funny that you're saying that, because that's, I feel like that's kind of like the way it is in the store too. Like, you have a window of opportunity when you come in and you need to use it as wisely as possible. You have like a 90 minute window. Right. And if you don't like a dress, get the hell out of it. Like, don't sit there and analyze why we're going to ask you.
Martha, don't ask your sisters. Yeah.
What do you think? What do you think? If you don't love it, move it along. Like, get to the next dress. Because then you're just going to be like, oh my God, I only tried on 5 dresses in 90 minutes, where you could have tried on like a dozen or so.
You know what we should do, Corinne?
Mm-hmm.
I just, Leah was just saying, talking about this. Like, so this is our first podcast, obviously.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, it's fabulous, but like, it's going to get better and better.
Of course.
Like, we'll you know.
We'll because we'll just have like more thing. Yeah.
And we're going to get more drunk. We should have like past customers come in, like our favorite customers.
1,000%. I love it.
Like viewers, like.
Yeah, like fans that come in.
Fans, yeah, fans.
Oh my God, do you remember? Oh God, what the heck was her name? She modeled for us, Alexandra. Was that her name? Alex. Alex. That was her name.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yes, you do. What does she look like? Oh my God, please don't make me. All right, I'll look it up on Instagram. I'll show you. What's yeah, the Alex.
I have a crush on. She's a Chantel.
Chanel?
Chanel.
But she wasn't a bride though, but she's a model. Yeah, she was awesome. Hold on a second, I'm looking. You were in love with Chanel?
Yeah, because she's just like...
She is amazing. And now...
fierce. Natasha.
Natasha.
But like,
and Chastity.
Chastity, of course. Chastity.
Michelle.
We should get Mama T come in.
Oh my God, we love them. That would be a funny one. What was I looking at? Oh yeah.
Alex. I don't remember her, but I'm just trying to think. Yeah, you
do. She was awesome. And I remember when she first walked in, she screamed... And she was like, oh my God, I can't believe it's you guys in the flesh. And we were like, what? And I was like, this is so crazy.
We love all our customers, but like.
It does happen a lot. Like, even the girl yesterday was like, the bride. She was like, it's so weird for like me to watch you guys on like TikTok and then to see you like standing in front, like just standing here. And I was like, that's so crazy. Like, we don't think of ourselves like, well, probably a little bit. I know you do.
I totally do, 100%. My head's huge.
I know, I'm not going to lie. I probably do too. I can't find her on here. But she does follow me on Instagram, but I just can't find her right now. I'll show you later.
We don't. We're just kidding. We just think that's funny.
Oh my God. I think I'm having deja vu.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Intern
Leah. Intern Leah. I love it.
Oh, part skin.
That's the ones that they have at Costco.
We could get hate on these, and you know what?
We'll get hate on our YouTube.
We're on, motherfucker. Okay.
Oh my God, were you on maternity when the guy was like, and I made a TikTok about it. I used to do the PSAs, and he wrote on our Instagram that you're all gonna die by the time you're 50, because he said we were all fat.
Okay, he probably lives in his mother's basement, like jerk.
He looked like what's the fucking anime what's form. No, he looked like what's the guy's name from Shrek, like Farquaad.
Lord Farquaad.
Okay, he more. Did. That was like his Instagram picture. Was the little man? Little what was he, a king? I don't remember Shrek at all.
What was Lord Farquaad?
The
king.
He was the king, right?
Yeah.
Well,
I love Shrek.
I mean,
I could do a really good
do it
gingerbread man impression.
Oh my God, I want to hear it.
When he says, "Do you know the Muffin Man?"
Oh, that's the fucking. Oh my God, we have to do that TikTok when he. So it's like, I think the original one is like him. There, it's like the girlfriend and the boyfriend, and they're like, he's in the other room, and she's like, "This is why I love him," or something. And then he was like, "She's like, what is she? What is it like? Do you know the Muffin Man?"
Yeah.
And then he screams, he's like, "The Muffin Man." You do it, because you're going to do it so much better. What does he say? Do you know the Muffin Man?
He goes like this. He goes, he's being like tortured.
Yeah.
The gingerbread man. Like, okay. Snapping off his little gingerbread hand.
Right.
Leah, have you ever seen Shrek?
I don't remember all of it.
Do you know, I could do a really good gingerbread.
Just freaking do it.
He goes, "Do you know the Muffin Man?" And he goes, "The Muffin Man." He goes, The Muffin Man. The Muffin Man? The Muffin Man! And it's like
that's what they do on the TikTok. But she says, "Do you know the Muffin Man?" And then he's like, "The Muffin Man? The Muffin Man."
I never want to do that TikTok.
That was a good impression.
Yeah, it was. It was amazing.
Cassidy's?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
She's
good at impressions. Who else can you do? Do you fucking,
No.
Do Scooby-Doo. Ruh-roh. No, that's not Scooby-Doo. Mm-hmm.
I'm done. What are we doing? I'm never going to Scooby-Doo impression in my life.
Really? Because I feel like you're always like, rawr, rawr.
Well, that's just me. Thank you so much, Chris.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm back. Do miss you. Anyway. Well, Leah can't miss you. She'll know you.
You
don't know me. She can work with you.
Leah's like, this is like how we start, and Leah's like Robin that sits in the corner. Like, we just talk to her.
Oh my god, that's what we should make Leah like Robin.
Yeah. And people are like, what the fuck are they talking to? I'm like, it's Leah.
It's Robin.
I miss it. Are you gonna die on camera? Because that's some great gun on YouTube right there.
You might have to keep that. Choke on the cheek. I gotta stop. Oh god, because I'm gonna start laughing, crying now.
I'm not gonna get it. I'm dumb.
No, I didn't even finish it, Cassidy.
I can't do this anymore. Wait, I miss being a bridal. I miss being a stylist. Is that what you call it?
Yes.
I miss it.
Okay.
Was I good at it?
Yes.
Yeah.
We actually say all the time, like when we talk about like people that would sell and stuff, we used to say. We'll be like, Cassidy didn't sell dresses. She would just like, right? We were saying it the other day, how we were like, Cassidy would just be like, oh, this is it. Wrap it up. Take it. You'll take it in.
That's what you were talking about, Cassidy?
Yeah, Cassidy.
Because I have no patience.
She would be done with a bride in like 45 minutes. Done. Let's go. Let's wrap it up. Sold and everything.
Like I said, the window. It's a very short window.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they would look beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I knew if they weren't by, like, bye, you're leaving in, like, the nicest way possible.
Yeah, she wasn't, like, wasting time.
Did you get a lot of good reviews?
Did I?
You got good reviews.
Yeah.
I think so. I think so.
I never got a bad great personality for it.
Yeah.
So do you.
Thanks.
Well, that's the whole thing. She's, like, I feel like Cassidy's like, she's not pushy about it, though.
Relatable, funny.
Mm-hmm.
Becomes a friend.
Right, exactly. Like, oh, people, you love it, it must be good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks.
That's You're really welcome. Nice. You're welcome. I mean, I try.
Okay, keep telling more about me. Things and things about me.
I don't mind. And then I'm like, okay,
well,
she's
here's
up.
The thing, guys.
It's safe.
I get up to pee about 3 times. No, more than 3 times. Ask my husband. I have 3 cans of seltzer next to my bed.
And she's up at like 5 a.m., by the way.
I have 3 cans of seltzer next to my bed, and I wake up very, very thirsty. I think it's my thyroid condition.
Why don't you drink water?
Chugging seltzer. Because I just like seltzer better because it's better.
Cold?
No, like room temperature seltzer because my cups
There's nothing in it anyway.
Aren't big enough. For the amount of times I'm thirsty in the middle of the night, I will wake up and drink a full can of seltzer.
I drink like 4 or 5 bottles of water at night.
Yeah, so I just like, I get up to pee. And then when I go to pee, sometimes I look at my phone and I like see my messages and like I'll text people back at 3 a.m. And like I know in my head, I'm like, oh, well, shit, I shouldn't be doing that. But I'm good, fuck. Like,
I don't care. My phone's on like, it goes into like sleep mode. So like if I'm up, I'll see it. But if I'm not, I don't see it till the morning.
Right. So, I mean, if you ever want to talk to me, like, you could shoot me a text message. And then, I also want to tell you all that it's 7:23.
Yeah, and she's usually, like...
I'm not kidding.
What do I say?
I have no pants on, and I'm in bed right now. And I'm, like, scrolling through my phone, waiting for my melatonin to kick in.
Yeah.
And you want to know why I do that? Do you want to know why I do that? Because...
Tell me.
When I had Scarlett, my little one-year-old baby girl, Angel... Hi, honey. Mommy loves you. Not watching. not listening either. She... When she was a newborn, part of my postpartum anxiety was that I'm going to be sleep deprived. And I never was sleep deprived, thank God. And if there's any new mothers out there that are sleep deprived, I will...
I don't know how you do it.
You, I will say...
Gianna slept, so I don't know how people do it.
And Scarlett slept too, but my biggest fear was that I was going to be sleep deprived. So every time this little baby would go to bed at night as a newborn, I would make myself go to bed too.
Right.
So it's been a year.
That's what you should do. You should be sleeping when they're sleeping.
Right, but now I'm like a 35-year-old going to bed at freaking 8, like 7, literally 7:30. Literally.
I mean, yeah, that's probably not good. You're like in your 12th REM cycle.
I know. Yes, I am. I am. And like, I'll wake up and it feels ever. Like I got 9 hours of sleep, and it's really 9:45. And I will laugh and go back to sleep. And be like,
ooh. I can't go to sleep before like at least 11, 12 o'clock. Because if I do, I'll be up at 1, like wide awake. And then I'm looking at my watch or my clock being like, oh my God, it's 1 o'clock in the morning. And then I won't fall back asleep till like 3. And then I'm just miserable.
I don't remember how I used to rage back in the day when I was younger.
Because you didn't really, we were just high on like alcohol and cigarettes.
Andrew and I can tell you all about that on the next podcast.
Yeah, speaking of high and cigarettes, that's stay tuned. Leah, how old are you?
25.
I remember Victoria. I'm 10 years older than you.
I just went through my quarter life crisis.
What was it?
I had it when I had turned 25.
Just hyperventilating that I'm now 25 years old.
Yeah, you are.
I cried on my 25th birthday.
I turned 25 on April 15th.
That's right, day before school. Okay. Yeah, 25. No, yeah.
Can
right.
we talk about all the creepers that are on Instagram, by the way?
Ew. There's like a fetish for like curvy chicks.
There 100% is, and it is not cool. I just had a guy, we were talking about this the other day, messages me on Instagram, and he's like, "You're hot, can I see?" And my husband was like, "Tell him $1,000 to show me boobs." I'm like, "What?"
Here's my Venmo. I
wouldn't do that.
Rob would like barter with him. I would that. Would
That's
like,
Paul. What can we get for your boobs?
I would do it for like $5,000, but I need it to be in my account.
$5,000?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I mean, $1,000. That's something to sneeze at per tit, maybe.
I wouldn't do $1,000. That's like nothing.
That's two.
$2,000?
$2,000.
A grand a boob. No, I would do it for $5,000.
All right, we'll go for $5,000.
I feel like when I was like 18 years old, I thought $100 was a lot of money.
And well, yeah, but now you're like, now $1,000 isn't a lot.
Now,
you're like $10,000, that's nothing.
And that, yeah, now that I'm 34
because
years
you,
old.
Yeah, because you realize the price of everything in life, right. Like houses and babies and
yeah.
cars
I being,
and
like, I remember
insurance.
It's like growing up, and like I would stand in the refrigerator. I would open the refrigerator and stand in my dad. Be like, what are you, rooted a book at the refrigerator with the light on? I'm like, what?
Do you know how much the water bill would be? You gotta get out of the shower in 10 minutes. Why are you taking 20 minute long showers?
This was, I think, a good first episode.
I think so too. I hope people enjoy it. Yeah, it was just kind of like us chit chatting and getting to know everyone.
But what we really want to do is we want, like we said, we want to like talk about all things bridal, all things curves, all things being a curvy female in this day and age. So if anyone has any ideas or comments or questions, like, we're going to read them. We're looking at them. So
yeah, so you have to send us through the DMs, like all your questions, anything. Yeah. It doesn't necessarily, it could be plus size related, I think, you know, but anything really.
Wedding experts.
I mean, obviously, yeah. We're the bridal experts and you're like the coordinator expert.
Cassidy Coordinates.
Shameless plug.
www.cassidycoordinates.com.
Yet again.
Season 9, episode 18, say yes to the dress.
Stop!
Oh shit.
This is why I love you.
But yeah, I love you. And I'm so I love you. When you said this, I was like, yeah, we're doing it. Like, we have to. I've always wanted to do it.
Yeah, we're doing it. Like, yeah. We're totally doing it. People want it. And it's so funny because, like, we've been, like, putting stuff on Instagram and stuff like that. And everyone's so excited about it. Like, people are already sending in, like, questions and comments and being like, you know, you guys should talk about this, should talk about that. Yeah. So we'll get to everything. It's just going to, you know.
When the weather gets nicer, we're going to do more, like, a fashion shows. And
oh, yeah. I think definitely. Of, like, yeah, we need stuff coming up. Right? Yeah, we have a lot of stuff coming in. And we just ordered for the new season those will be in the fall.
So it's gonna be amazing.
So yeah, it's gonna be good. Yeah.
Well, I had a good time tonight.
I had a good time too. This was fun.
And
we should do it again sometime.
We should do it again sometime. How about next week?
How about it?
How about Thursday?
I see it in our future.
All right. Well, cheers, queen. Cheers, ladies. Have a great night. Curvy Godmother signing off.